Chapter 1. Travis.
You know the only reason I come to these things is because you want to go, right?
Kimber batted her eyes at me and smirked.
Aw, the sacrifices you make for your baby girl.
As if I haven't made enough already. I parked outside the hotel where the command had rented the ballroom for the evening. I was actually amazed this tiny town had a big enough hotel to host something like this, but wonders never ceased. The lot was mostly full already, so obviously this year's Navy Ball was a popular one. Great. The more the merrier, said everyone right up until the cops had to be called. I stepped out of the car, fussed with my black bow tie, and buttoned my jacket. It was a bit snug. Either I needed to spend some more time at the gym, or I damn well better get this uniform let out before Kimber strong-armed me into next year's ball. For tonight, I just prayed like hell the single button holding it together above the gold cummerbund didn't snap off. On the other hand, standing up straight and pulling in my midsection did take some of the strain off my back. Not enough to go without my TENS unit. I'd been clinging to that fucker since breakfast. But it helped. At least I wasn't wearing a back brace this year. That, combined with my dinner dress uniform, had been downright suffocating. God help me if I had to restick one of the TENS pads or untangle a wire, or if the fucking battery died again. But I'd deal with that if it happened. I could do this. It was only a few hours. I stood up straighter, sucked it in, and adjusted my jacket. A few long hours. Joy. On the sidewalk, Kimber fussed with the strap on her bright red dress and swore under her breath.
Stupid fucking...
She rolled her shoulders.
Okay, I think I'm ready.
You sure?
Shut up.
She laughed.
You have my ID, right?
I tapped the pocket where I kept my wallet. Yep.
Okay, good. Let's get inside. It's freezing out here.
Well, yeah, it's October. I didn't mention it would be warmer if she wore the jacket draped over her arm, mostly because she'd get me back later when I bitched about being too hot in my jacket. Never mind that I was required to wear mine whether I liked it or not. As we headed inside, I tugged at my lapels and my sleeves and suppressed a groan. The ball was an annual form of torture that was ostensibly to celebrate the Navy's birthday. I was pretty sure it only existed so we'd all have a reason to wear our dinner dress uniforms. Or, more to the point, a reason to clean them, iron them, and spend half an evening cursing at all the medals and insignia that refused to go on properly, all before scrambling to the on-base tailor because maybe we'd put on some weight since last year. But Kimber loved these shindigs. So she came with me as my date. And even if I thought this fell somewhere between waterboarding and watching Sex in the City, I tamped down my distaste as we walked inside. The ballroom was packed with round tables and decorated to the gills, looking as glorious as any Holiday Inn banquet. The organizers were well aware that there were a lot of people here with varying degrees of PTSD, so they didn't go crazy with strobes or spotlights or anything like that. No disco ball over the dance floor, no funky lights from the DJ's booth. The sunken lights overhead were dim, creating a nice atmosphere, and everything was soft and subtle enough to avoid ruining someone's evening. With any luck, the food would be decent, but if the last five Navy balls I'd attended were any indication, well, I wasn't holding my breath. Just as well. As snug as my uniform was this year, I would need to hold my breath if I actually ate very much.
So,
Kimber looked around after we'd checked her coat.
Where should we sit?
I scanned the room for familiar faces and found Norris, one of the guys from my office. He and his wife had commandeered a table on the opposite side of the room from the buffet. Wise, the buffet was going to get crowded as hell once the lids came off the chafing dishes. At least it would be reasonably quiet over here. We joined them and claimed a couple of chairs on the side facing the front of the room. There was a lot of pomp and circumstance at these things, and the people with their backs to the front would have to spend a good hour twisted around to face the right direction. The pain in my back intensified just thinking about it. The tingle from the TENS still helped, but I had to wonder how long that would last.